The next day at school was a little lighter for Billy when Teacher Bess said that they were scheduled for art class after lunch. And when the class left for the cafeteria, Billy saw that Dainty was waiting for her, bearing two Gladdy meals from Celestine's. "Hey, Billy, you want to have lunch in the art room with my mom and sister?" This was an offer that Billy could not refuse, and with Teacher Bess's blessing, Dainty escorted her lunch buddy to the art room. When they arrived, the two girls saw Baxter kissing Dainty's sister, Demiria, the class assistant. Billy looked on in shock. "Bax? Hey, kiddo. Glad you could join us." Turned out that Baxter and Demiria were in love since they were Billy's age, and Demiria decided that it was best to give Billy as much support as possible, so she arranged for her mother to fill in for the regular art teacher and for Dainty's school to fumigate for aphids. "Dainty," Demiria brought her in closer, "why don't you tell her what Lady Soprana told us when we dropped Cello off at Hopper Hills?" Dainty turned to Billy and grasped her feelers. "Cello spoke with her Aunt Dextra. She just finished a fresh batch of Blue Moon silk, and she's going to make a special garment for you if she can take your measurements." Blue Moon silk was a special material that only certain never beings could create. The name came from the 7 months that it took to make it, and for its iridescent blue glow. Queen Beatrix and her daughters owned a few special dresses for diplomatic affairs, so Billy was familiar with the soothing effect that Blue Moon silk had. "I spend my month's allowance on fantasy novels, Dainty," sighed Billy. "I won't be able to afford it until my next birthday." Demiria pulled Billy in closer and with a maternal smile said, "Billy, you little heartbreaker. Dextra only wants a hug from you, not never coins."